finished?
Don't know why I had to add that bit on.
Okay.
The song kind of does that for us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 23.
If you say so.
Off the Hit the Ball podcast. I've done episode 22 last Wednesday by myself. It was like a 20-minute... Did you deliberately put your foot in front of me there when we started recording?
Because
we talked about feet last time.
No, we're not talking about my feet again.
Yeah, okay. We'll skip past the foot. I recorded a very short episode last week when I was spying on Colin Firth.
Creep.
It was a little bit creepy, I think, because he just walked into the camper van. Not walked in yet. He'd entered the camper van. That would have been funny. Put that in video. And I sat in Blair's rocking chair.
You were creepy, not he was creepy.
Yeah, I was creepy.
All right, fair enough. At least you acknowledge this.
But then he could have been creeping as well. He could have been sitting in that camper van looking at me, looking at him.
What an awkward situation.
Very awkward.
Anyway, he said goodnight to me.
He did.
He said, goodnight, I hope you've had a nice night.
Yes. It's been a busy wee week, isn't it?
Yes.
Very busy.
Things have happened. Activities have occurred.
Yes. I stood and watched a bit of the filming last week.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
It was very cool. I've enjoyed it. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I'm scared it's going to ruin TV for me, though, because like, I've literally seen TV getting made.
Seen TV.
And I know. I mean, I did a film and TV course. I know how it gets made.
It's all fake. It's all not real.
I know, but... Interesting thing, though, because obviously there was plane parts, like broken bits of plane all over our street. Like, there was literally like a big engine bit, and there was like seats that looked all like damaged and stuff. And I was a bit like, not sure how I feel about the kids seeing that. And we live on a street with a primary school, literally on the school. So I was a bit like, oh, I don't know. But I was speaking to nursery staff, our daughter's nursery, and they said it was quite fascinating because it's like the kids don't take that in. Like, they've never known a plane crash in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, one that's big enough to draw any attention. So she's like, even the after-school bus that picks up the older kids in the same street, she was like, they were all so fascinated by it and they were absolutely loving it, but none of them
knew.
Put two and two together. Like, they knew what it was, but they never put two and two together or questioned, like, why.
Well, that's good, because that was a bit of a concern.
Yeah. It was an interest. I was like, you know, I didn't think about it like that. It's like, there's not been anything in their lifetime to make them think that that's what happens to planes.
But it was weird because I'm sure I walked Riley down to nursery that morning, and I'm sure I didn't see a plane part in the road. And then I walked back up, and there was just stuff there.
It was very
obviously
well
they done. Never done it in 20 minutes. It took them a couple of hours, but they started to do things, and it was so weird, so cool. If you want to listen back,
they also talk about like wasting resources though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the council wasn't the filming people, the actual council built a fence in part
was
of
it
the
council?
Street. Yes, because it was the council that were removing it.
Oh, right.
So a fence appeared in part of our like a walkway bit near us that isn't, we don't need to go into detail, but
aye.
Fence appeared. And we were like, oh, I quite like this fence.
Yeah.
Makes it a bit more private.
Yeah, a bit safer as well, so the kids aren't falling off the pavement into the grass and things
like
that.
Didn't know if it was like because of the production or whatever. And I assumed they would leave it there. It's a brand new fence.
Yeah.
And then like just a few days after the production finished and they were all gone, I seen the council taking the fence down.
We could have done with that, that wood, because I'm thinking of doing something with the wall outside.
Yeah, we could have asked the wall, them, what are you doing with that fence?
Yeah, the wall that is used in the image for the Hit the Wall logo.
There you go.
That's our wall, that. I didn't pay a single penny in rights for any photograph. I took it myself. So yes, welcome to episode 23. Welcome to the menagerie that is now our house.
What does that mean?
It's like a, is that not like a place where loads of animals live?
Oh, I don't know.
Because we've adopted something.
But that was a zoo.
Well, we seem to have adopted something this week.
Yes, we have a cat.
We have a cat now. So remember,
you're using the term adopted. I've never used that term.
Remember the story.
Fostered.
Remember the story that when I came home from a night shift and there was a rabbit in my house. Well, I came home from a night shift a couple of nights ago, and there was now a cat in my house.
Right, but the rabbit was purposely brought into your house while you weren't here, so you couldn't.
Purposely bought behind my back.
Not bought, it was adopted.
Adopted, sorry.
Anyway, that's by the by. You love him.
What, the rabbit?
Mm-hmm. You called him son the first night you met him.
Aye, that's before he ruined all of our stuff.
Anyway, the cat is not, that is not the same situation. The cat is an accidental fostering situation.
It's a temporary fostering.
Yes.
Situation.
To be fair, it's quite fine. You wouldn't have kept it was here.
Aye, it's just, it's literally laying that same spot at the top of our stairs.
It's not
dead. Since I came in from night shift this morning, it came downstairs a little bit and it meowed at Blair because she must have been trying to squeeze past him. And yeah, wasn't
I
like
that? I think
it.
It's nervous of Blair because it keeps, she keeps grabbing it and stuff.
Yeah.
So, the story with the cat is really funny actually, right? So, and the first time I tried to tell it to you, I couldn't tell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've told people the story second hand, but it's probably better coming from your mouth.
But I couldn't tell it the first time because it was the first time I'd spoken it out loud and it, I couldn't breathe for actually thinking about what had happened. So,
yeah, and my workmates were also listening as well.
You were night shift. I was coming home from visiting family with the kids. It was dark and I pulled up and there was a man standing in the middle of the road waving at a cat. And I mean, like, right up in his face, waving at it. And it was not flinching.
I wonder what made him stop, though.
So he was cycling along the road and it was in his way.
Oh, right, okay.
And it didn't move out of his way.
I mean, it's not a big cat. It's not like a jaguar.
No, but he thought it was weird because it didn't move. Like, when he was coming towards it, it didn't move.
Uh-huh, right,
so he stopped to check if it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it was sitting there, stack still, not moved. Like, just... he was waving right in his face. I had shone my car headlights in its face and obviously the engine and stuff of the car and it never flinched. And he was like to me, I got out of the car, left the kids in the car and I was like, are you alright? Like, what's going on here?
Why are you waving at that cat, please? Sir?
He was like, well, I've been cycling past and I don't think this cat can see. So, I was... Sorry.
This is the second time we're telling the story and it's still funny.
It's not funny. So I was like, look, right, well, you've got a bike and you don't live here. I've got a house, like, right here. So the logical thing is I will help the cat and you can go on your way. Not thinking it'd be 4 days later and we still have the bloody cat.
Yeah, it's obviously been one of those things that it's like I've been a knee-jerk reaction, like I've got to take the cat in because you...
Well, it was blind. It was going to get hit.
Yeah.
So I brought it inside. So the kids, absolute delight. They were squealing and following it around the poor thing.
Because Riley's like right into cats just
she
now.
She loves cats.
She loves everything to do with cats. And
gave it some tuna and it's like walking into walls. It nearly fell down the stairs. Like it could not see
thing. You showed me the picture as well and it was all like cloudy eyes and everything.
His eyes were like blacked over. It was so weird.
Mental.
So I was like, okay, now we have a blind cat. So I did message you to tell you because I didn't want you to appear and be like, oh no, what's happened?
You messaged a group chat that we've got.
Okay, to be fair, I forget
members of your family before you messaged me.
I forget you're in that because you never join in.
I joined in when I need to. I joined in that night.
Burn.
I joined in that night.
Anyway,
because she's totally shite.
You were working. Anyway, doesn't matter. I preempted. Told you about the cat situation. Mm-hmm. So now we have a cat. I've tried every which way in order to get it looked after by people. We've tried to find an owner. We've tried SSPCA and other cat charities and nobody can take the bloody cat. So as it stands, we currently still have a cat.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? And that we usually release an episode on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tradition that has spawned way back to like a couple of months ago when we first started it. I'm going to release this episode tomorrow morning. So this is going to go out on Tuesday. We're recording this on Monday night.
Okay.
If anybody wants a cat, get in touch with us. Hitthewallpod@gmail.com and I'll take some of the messages from folk. I'll take the burden off you a little bit because I was trying to sell the rabbit earlier.
Aye, so this is the other thing. So I posted on social media about the cat and like, anybody want a cat? I do want it to go to a legit loving folk home. I don't want it to go to a random.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
And you're you I'll hate cats and you're trying to get rid of it. So you said we can keep the cat if we get rid of the rabbit. So then you start putting posts up like sarcastically, like, oh, can you, like, does anybody want to have a rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm getting messages from folk like, oh, why are you getting rid of your rabbit? That's a shame. I'm like, I'm bloody not getting rid of my rabbit.
I was replying to people individually. People who commented individually. I was getting back in touch with them going, I want this rabbit. If you know what, a cat, you can have a rabbit.
So one of my pals is like, oh, I've asked this. One of my pals is talking about it with her husband right now about taking the rabbit. I hope she's not telling the kids. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So no, we are not giving rid of the rabbit.
But we are.
We are looking trying for a to loving find home a loving for the cat. Home
for the cat. So if you can get, if you can help at all, hitthewallpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us at hitthewallpod on Instagram. We might even put a little picture of him up as well.
Cute. And we'll call it the podcat.
The podcat. Yes, he's not even here to be on the podcat. No, that's
all you can see is meow.
That's this week's title sorted.
Meow.
It's the podcast title sorted for this meow. Week.
That's what it would sound like.
That's what it'll sound like.
If yeah. it was here.
Because it's a cat.
Yep.
I did hear him meow quite it's a girl. Aggressively earlier. She, sorry. We've called her
Stevie.
Stevie.
As in?
Stevie Nicks.
No.
Stevie, the bookies we still line. Game.
You're ruining the. Well, funny you should say that because that's what I keep thinking about every time I shout on it.
Stevie! Stevie!
No, Stevie as in Wonder because
he's
blind.
Stevie Wonder because he's blind. But he's not blind.
No, that's the next thing. I forgot to say that. It can see.
Yeah. It woke up. She woke up the next morning and she can see. So I think her full name is Stevie Jesus.
Yes, because it's a week before Easter and Jesus rose early.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, and Jesus rose early and created a miracle and the cat could see in the morning.
The cat could see in the morning, cured its blindness.
Absolutely mental. I don't know how this has happened, but here we are.
It's mad.
Stuff like this happens to us.
Not really. I mean, this is a story that's just recently happened that is pod worthy, I reckon. So yeah, it's been an interesting week. It's also been an interesting week in the world of running.
Yes,
because
you've actually upped your game.
I've upped my fucking Game Boy.
Mine a Game Boy. Game Boy.
I remember Game Boy. That was so good. Did you have a Game Boy Color?
Yes, but the screen wasn't color, was it? It was just the actual thing.
The actual
was color.
Thing was color. Yeah, that was quite. It was quite. It's like misleading.
Yes. I've seen a video of someone giving their like 3 or 4 year old a Game Boy, like just showing them it, and they were like touching the screen, like they were very confused by the whole thing, like they were like trying to make it work on the screen, and they were pissing
Riley
themselves.
Would absolutely do that.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah. I mean, my brother, who's like 17 now, I remember him getting a camera, like a disposable camera. Camera, wind up camera, and I'm not knowing he was trying to take a picture, and he was like, "Where's the screen?" He was maybe 7 or 8 at the time. And we were like, you have to put your eye up to the holder thing. He was like baffled.
Yeah. They've only just recently sort of... Well, they've actually came back to sort of disposable style camera, but they've made them digital now.
Aye. Mind cool. You used to take a camera on a night out?
Aye.
Like an actual
aye.
Wee megapixel fella.
You used to have your flip phone in one and then your massive camera in the other.
Well, this is another side story, but... Been helping out at
we'll
the
get
nursery.
Back to
yeah, been helping out at the nursery with the gala day stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there's also a group of parents and some grandparents and whatever that help out, right?
Yeah.
So it's a vast range of ages now. But there's a girl there. She must be early to mid-20s, maybe. Uh-huh. And the theme that we're doing is disco through the ages. So we're talking about, like, we'll do records, we'll do cassettes, we'll do iPods and stuff like that for, like, decorations. And she just comes out with, I've never seen a cassette in my life.
And she's in her 20s.
She's definitely in her early to mid-20s.
I mean...
That was it. The whole room was like, right, that's it. Meeting's over.
It's weird. I mean, artists are actually bringing out cassettes now as well. We've got a Lewis Capaldi cassette in here somewhere.
That's binned.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Don't have anything to play on. But, so she's really excited for the decorations to start so you can see a cassette. We were talking about like when you had to stick a pen in and wind it back in when it got pulled out and that. And she's like looking at us like we're absolutely mental.
Oh my God.
That's I wouldn't say she's significantly younger than me, but she must be.
You know what was mad? And again, we're kind of talking about this at work the other day, like Walkmans and that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how big were Walkmans?
Kitten. Full-size CD.
A CD Walkman, and you would just have just cut about in the streets with your CD Walkman, like, clipped to your... Clipped to your thing. Did you have a CD Walkman?
Yes, it was Navy. I loved it. And I was cringe as anything with it because I went on a school trip. It was an after-school club that I went to. We went on a trip. We were on the bus. Mm-hmm. Had my CD Walkman on with headphones. Because, uh-huh. you know, headphones are cool now, but then they went through a phase of not being cool. But back when that's what you could get.
Yeah.
And I was singing, it was busted, specifically remember it, it scarred into my core. I was singing it at the top of my lungs and I did not realise. And when the song finished, the whole bus clapped.
Oh, actual? So you didn't realise you were singing?
Didn't realise. I was only like loud. 10 or something.
That's amazing.
And they were all listening to me. And I was like totally immersed in my wee CD Walkman. And I honestly, to this day, if I, not that I'm big on earphones and stuff, but if I do use them, I am so... paranoid about it.
Yeah, I'm like that as well. I'm with every single run that I'm on. If I've got my AirPods in, I am so conscious. See if somebody looks at me when I'm like as I'm running past them. My first thought is I'll take one earphone out to see if it's coming out my phone.
Aye, to see. Aye,
because I'm so feared in case people listen to people know what I'm listening to. I mean,
what are you listening to? Like
my finish line. My finish line songs playlist is pretty decent. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you keep sharing it with us.
I do. Lots of Keen on it. And Embrace. Mm. Very good.
So you're running?
Oh yeah, aye. So on Wednesday when I recorded the episode, I said that on the Friday I was working from a different location at work, which is slightly closer than the normal location. So I thought, oh, that's like 10 miles. I'll do a wee run. And that was my longest run today. 18 kilometres, if you're doing it in metrics. And it was so good. I actually really enjoyed it. Because it was mostly, because looking at the map of the Edinburgh Marathon, it starts off quite, you go downhill quite a bit, and then it flattens out. And that was kind of the same as... the run that I done on Friday. It was very similar, but it started off quite high, and then you just go down. You keep going down, trajectory. Is that the right word?
Don't know.
And then it flattens out at the end. So it was like a mini Edinburgh Marathon that I done.
Good. It went well.
Yes, it went well.
How long was it? Did you say?
18K. So 10.4 miles. I think it was. Because it was just over 18 kilometres, because I ran the map that I got, it was 18 kilometres to the end of the road where my work is, and then I had to run, obviously, that road. It was 83.8 kilometres in the end, because I had to then run to the actual building itself.
And did you feel like you could have kept going if you had to?
Yeah, it's weird. It's difficult to say, because... I knew I was finishing. I knew I was at the finish point.
Like the psychological part of it was there.
And the fact that I knew that my workmates might be like driving past me any second kind of spurred me on a wee bit to run a little faster, because they were saying to me when I arrived, they're like, oh, you were looking really good. Your pace was really good at the end there coming up that road. I was like, aye, I was just showing off.
Aye. Got a wee burst energy.
Just trying a wee bit harder. But... very good. Very a lovely little canal run.
Good.
Although I did shit myself a little bit.
Oh, because I didn't
physically shit myself. But
Paula.
Because I had my earphones in, there was a cyclist that came up behind me. And luckily, I didn't have the music on that loud because I kind of knew that there would be cyclists about and other runners and that. So he had to sort of squeeze past me. But then there was a bit where there was like no houses. It was just like trees and fields, and then the canal, the path, me, nothing else. And then there was a guy on a motorbike coming along the path with like a balaclava on. You could not see his face. He had goggles on and everything. And it's weird how much trust you put in people just to know it kill you.
I mean, this is what women runners try and tell you. Like, not me, obviously, because I don't run, but when you've said to folk at your work, like, how do you not go out running at night? This is why.
Yeah, no, I spoke to one of my.
It makes you realise why.
Yeah, one of my colleagues who left last year was telling me about that. How she's got to, she can't run at night. She's got to run during the day because she's too feared. And it's a difficult concept. It is a difficult concept for us to comprehend, but it's absolutely mad.
Yeah.
That you have got to think about that.
There you go. This is the life that we live.
I'm sorry. I am very conscious though of especially when I'm running at night and if there's a female walking either towards me or the same direction, I will always cross the road just for there.
You do that in general anyway, I think.
Just to avoid people.
No. You've always if you're walking behind a woman by yourself or that, you always move.
Yeah, I always do that because, yeah. It's difficult to comprehend, but yeah. Well, that got really dark.
It did.
So I'm planning on doing the 19th of April. I'm planning on doing my big run. So what you're meant to do, according to many Google pages, many running pages, is you're meant to do your longest run 3 weeks before the marathon and then do a thing called tapering. So you're running a percentage of your previous week's distance. But we've got quite a lot of things on in sort of April, start of May. So what I'm going to do is, on the 19th of April, which is 5 weeks, I think, before the marathon.
About right, yeah.
Something about that. I'm going to do my longest run. I'm going to run from my house to my actual workplace, which is 33 kilometres. That's going to be the longest run I'm going to do. And then I'm going to start tapering back from then and just doing half marathon distances. And then the week before the marathon, you're only meant to do a few miles. So I'm going to do 3 miles and then a couple of miles the night before. And then the run will happen.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to it. I'm actually really buzzing for it now.
Good.
We're still looking for loads of donations as well. Thank you so much to everyone who has donated so far. If you...
I'll donate to you. When do you get paid?
Same day as you. If you want to donate, I have put a... I'm going to put a link on the Facebook page. I know I've said that the past couple of weeks now and haven't done it, but I will definitely do it. But I did get
Don't believe him. He says that when I ask him to do stuff in the house.
I did get the actual website.
What is that doing?
It's playing TikTok for some reason, even though I don't have TikTok. Let me just get the link up. The website, even. Choked with the gold.
I know. It's not like
it's actually. I've actually not been too bad until the last hour, and then it's just really hit me. The beer's not helping. Funnily enough, this is great podcasting. 78.
Mm-hmm.
That's my password out loud there. Edit that bit out. Right. Okay. Fundraising. View. £90 I'm at now of my £400 target.
You can push it more when it gets closer to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
People don't tend to.
I'm not worried that I'm not going to reach the target. Right, the website is justgiving.com/fundraising/Stuart-Hogg2024. So it's justgiving.com/fundraising/Stuart, that's Stuart, proper way of spelling it, - Hogg, Hogg, 2024. And if you go to that website, you will find my page, you will find who I'm running for, the Simpsons Memory Box Appeal, and looking to raise £400, with £90 so far. So if you can donate to me, that would be lovely, thank you. And there's now dogs outside. Are you going to bring one of them in?
Maybe.
Going to adopt a stray dog?
Maybe I will.
Right. I think that's enough running chat, don't you think?
It's been quite heavy on the running chat for a change, yeah. Which do is you, good, since it's a running podcast.
Do you have an I the arsehole, did you say?
Yes. And I'll tell you right now, yes, she is.
Okay, looking forward to it.
It's not really one that you can debate on, but I'll tell you anyway. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the title of it because it gives away the plot.
Okay.
So I'll just tell you the story.
Go for it.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Am I the arsehole? About 3 years ago, my dad was injured in a really bad hit and run car accident. He broke just about every bone in his body and left him paralysed from the waist down. Our relationship has always been really good, but I hate seeing him in pain and admittedly try to avoid seeing him because it just makes me uncomfortable. In November, I'm getting married. I've been with my fiancé for 4 years and he and my dad get on really well. Naturally, the discussion of who was going to give me away came up in the family group chat and I kept silent after I realised my dad would be in a wheelchair. We always talked about him giving me away and having a dance at my wedding. Can you not blow your nose in the middle of my dramatic story?
It had to be done. Sorry. I am listening.
We always talked about him giving me away and having a dance at my wedding, and I don't want to be reminded of what could have been at my wedding. I messaged my mum privately and told her I want my uncle to walk me down the aisle, as we're incredibly close. She naturally asked why, and I told her that my dad being in a wheelchair would add complications to the wedding. The walkway would have to be widened to accommodate his wheelchair, and he wouldn't be able to hold my arm or give me a proper hug. She was outraged, called me an ableist piece of shit, and removed me from the group chat.
Yes!
My aunt has since called me telling me that my dad is absolutely devastated. Am I the arsehole?
Why does she even ask that question?
I know.
Has she read back what she's just typed?
Why are you going on, like, whatever website and typing onto the internet?
God, such a... She's not an arsehole, she's something so much worse.
I would feel like I'm glad my dad's still alive and able to be here
not
for
able
this
to
day.
Hug me properly. How does she hug him? Well, obviously she doesn't hug him now. But, like, is it no cool to bend down to hug your dad on your wedding day in your dress? Fuck off.
The actual title is Am I the Arsehole for Not Wanting My Dad to Walk, in inverted commas, me down the aisle?
What does it matter?
Because he's in a wheelchair. It's so bad.
That is the worst one we've ever had. That is so bad. And so bad. Have you read some of the comments?
I didn't read comments. I don't need to read comments.
I can imagine that nobody's on our side.
Surely not. Like, that's so bad. Surely you should be grateful your dad's alive to be even be there on your wedding.
Exactly. There's people who don't have that.
People have typed this into the internet. I mean, you're asking for it. So... you're the arsehole.
Yeah, I'm actually... There's nothing really... We can't really discuss that any further.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so finite. That's it.
Hope your dad never talks to you again.
Ah, exactly. And I hope your husband or your fiancé leaves you as well, you cow. that harsh? No.
Nah.
Not harsh calling her a cow. I have... possibly unpopular opinion that I want to share with you.
Okay.
This is not like a feature or anything, unless you have one when we're doing this. But Lorraine Kelly, right?
I was not expecting Lorraine Kelly to be involved.
I think Lorraine Kelly is the most irritating person on TV.
Oh, come on. Most irritating person on TV.
Yes.
Get over yourself.
Maybe not the most, but she's definitely in the conversation.
Nah.
I mean, I'm all for, like, national pride and bigging up Scotland and Scottish people whenever. But I can't... It's the voice. It's the condescending way she speaks to people that I can't... Like, she could be speaking to, like... She could be speaking to, like, the smartest person in the world, like Stephen Hawking or something. Well, maybe not him, because he's dead. Yeah. But she could be saying, like, oh, well, so how did that go for you? Huh? You must have been so nervous doing that. It's just it's the way she speaks to people. I can't quite get it.
Okay.
Right.
I disagree. But I don't think she's the most annoying person on TV.
Mm, yeah. I think she is. That's my unpopular opinion.
Okay. Well, I mean, there'll be people out there who agree with you, probably.
I mean, she can't be like that in real life. I don't think she's like that. As soon as the camera cuts off...
There's an annoying one. Kirsty Allsopp.
Oh, yeah. She's on, like, social media all the time telling people how to...
Crochet.
Aye.
No, there's nothing wrong with crocheting, but she's into, like, craft things and that.
Aye. No, I think she's one of these people who's like... I don't see why poor people can't afford to eat, because you just have to buy this and you have to buy that.
Aye, that's what I mean. She's like, oh, self-help. And, yeah. Aye.
But you think Lorraine Kelly, like, when the camera turns off, she just turns into, like, the biggest Jakey.
Biggest Jakey? No!
I actually like fucks and shits like as much as the rest of us, like as in says the word fuck and says the word shit.
All right, I was like, more right, than... whoa, what is going on here?
I should have clarified that. I think she does that just as much as the rest of us. I think she goes into her like a wee dressing room at the end of every show, and she's been so nice to the pop star who's got the big storyline this week. Oh, right, well, good luck with that. I hope everybody likes it. And then she goes back to her dressing room. She pulls out a bottle of Bells or a bottle of Frosty Jacks or MD 2020, swigs it like a Jakey that she is.
You have literally never, ever brought up the subject to Elaine Kelly.
It's been brewing on my mind.
And now you're just absolutely ranting at me about her. Can we just discuss that she does Lorraine at like 8:30 on a weekday morning? She does not have the big pop star. She's hardly like interviewing Taylor Swift, is she? So calm your jets.
Who does she have then?
Like soap stars and
that's just what
Dr.
I said.
Hillary.
That's just what I said. She's
you said
like...
the big pop stars.
Well,
she's got the wee guy who sits on a green screen with Hollywood in the background and pretends to know the inside scoop about Adele's life, right?
Oh, what's his name again? Stephen, no, it's not Stephen King, he's an author. Something King.
No idea.
Aye.
She's not got the big stars. Just settle, pal.
I mean, she probably is a genuinely lovely person. I mean, she's one of those people who's never aged. She's always been on TV since I've been born,
she's
and she's never aged. She's always looked exactly the same, and she's probably is a nice person, but I think it's an act.
Okay.
Did she not get issues with something a few years ago, and it was because she was like, "This is
nah." You're just talking shite now.
Yeah, there's something that happened with Lorraine Kelly, and it was something to do with Lorraine Kelly. I can't remember what it was.
Right, half a story.
Yeah, half a story, Bob.
Right, quit your ranting. Let's be done.
Let's be done. Yeah, that's a pod, I think. I think I've calmed down from the Lorraine Kelly chat. Thank you so much for listening. Good to have you back, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
This is obviously going to be a wee early release. So this is going to come out on Tuesday. So next week you will get an episode on Friday. Remember, you can donate to the Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/fundraising/Stuart-Hogg2024. Any money that you can donate is appreciated. If you can't afford to give us anything, don't worry about it. Please just share the link. If you've got any running tips for me, any tips on the marathon, there's 9 weeks to go to the marathon appears. And I have to do that. I have to do it. It's just one of these things in life I have to do. If you have any tips for me, please let us know at hitthewallpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram @hitthewallpod. Thank you very much for listening. Take it away, Amy.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I want to watch that film again. I've not watched it in like 6 months.
Good film.
So good. Truman Show. Check it out.
If I said that, you'd say, we just watched it 3 years ago.
Bye.